There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Do you have a souvenir to remember the moment? It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix. And have you seen what the Eagles fans were doing a couple of weeks ago? The Philadelphia Eagles fans were excited their team's going to the Super Bowl.
Boo!
A couple weeks ago in the playoff game against the Rams, it was snowing so bad that the team decided, you know what? We're going to sell pints of snow from the game for $50 a piece.
And this is how the NFL prints money.
Dude.
People will pay, you'll pay that? You would actually pay $50 for snow?
Do you remember back in the 90s when the Packers were in the playoffs and they tore up the field like against the San Francisco 49ers to put them in the NFC Championship game? The field was so torn up, the Packers said, let's grab this. You can buy some sod. Lambeau Field sod.
Okay, that's different. Here's why that's different.
Oh, why is that different?
Here's why that's different.
Why?
Because Lambeau Field is sacred ground.
Okay.
That's why it's different.
It's just different.
Snow?
It's just
how do you different. How do you even keep the snow?
Well, it's getting shipped to fans with dry ice, according to the team officials.
You know what they're going to do with it? They're going to eat it.
They're going to let it melt.
Because that's what Eagles fans will do.
Do shots with it. I think that's kind of cool, though, to buy the snow that was actually on the field. I mean,
it's sentimental, I suppose.
Yeah, like the Packer grass back in
but
the day.
But it also just does seem ridiculous, because how do you prove that it's the snow from the field?
Do you have anything like that in your house? Because I have.
We do, and it's tied. Stuff. It's tied to sports.
Is it? Mine's tied to, like, trips.
We have some dirt from the old Yankee Stadium.
How'd you get that?
My husband is a Yankee fan.
Huh?
And he was out there at Yankee Stadium for one of the last final games, and they were selling this. And it's down in our basement. It's actually in this framed picture that has all these iconic photos of old Yankee Stadium.
How do you know it's actually?
And then
actually,
in the middle, there's a little spot that has the dirt.
How do you know it's actually from the field
or
if it's
know?
From a pile of dirt in the
but
back?
But again, for sports, what people will pay is crazy.
How about not paying at all? How about like scooping it up yourself, which is what I've done in the past. There were times my wife and I went to Mexico like yearly with another radio station, and I would take a little jar or a little bottle of something, maybe normally like a water bottle. And I would scoop the sand from the beach that we were at before we left. Like the last day, we got to fly out at 9 o'clock. Well, I'll get up at 5 anyway, and I'm going to run down to the beach and scoop some sand. And I would take it home. I've got sand from Playa del Carmen, Cancun, all the way over to Acapulco.
Do you have the sand from your trip to Hawaii?
I have.
Where, where your greatest souvenir was created.
Well, that's what we brought.
Haley, their daughter.
That's what we brought back from Hawaii. I do not have sand from Waikiki Beach.
You brought a baby
back. I wish I would have had that. But I have that. I also have
No, because that'd be kind of cool if you did have that sand.
Yeah.
That's the one place you didn't take the sand?
No. Didn't think about it then. But now, anytime I go.
You're thinking about other things.
Yeah. Well, and then last year when my daughter Lex played her last college softball in Florida, I walked out to the field and scooped a little bit up. And then I display it. And then, you know,
Where are you displaying this?
Like downstairs in my sports area. And then my wife, Jess, will come down.
Is it in something cool? Or do you just have it in these old, crusty brown water bottles?
Basically, is what it is. I never got a chance to, like, put it in anything cool. And I put a little marker on there saying the date and where it was from. And then all of a sudden, they disappear. And I go, what is this? And Jess goes, well, I had to put that away. You had that Mexico one out since 2015. It's not, you know, that's a long time ago. Let's put these away. You can keep them from your memory, but we don't need to display them. But I do. I've got sand from Florida, going to the beach with the kids. It's just a remembrance of, oh my gosh, remember when we were there? Look at what I brought home.
It's cool. It's sentimental, but it's also kind of a weird souvenir.
It is kind of weird.
Because, I mean, it means something to you, so that's important.
But right.
I went to the internet here because I'm trying to find if there's any kind of device you can put all this sand in.
Yeah.
Because they have
like
those ceremony vases that they do at weddings.
Yeah.
It'll say Brandy and Josh, and Brandy has her sand, and Josh has his sand. They put it together, and forever they're intertwined because they're married. It's symbolic, and I understand all of that, but there needs to be something really cool that you could actually, because the fact you have the dates and things like that, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But then my next question is, what happens to that when you die? Does that get mixed with your ashes?
It's going to get mixed with my ashes. Buried with me. Dump it on there.
Okay, so what you need to do, you need to buy your urn now.
Do it now. And
have all the dates on there. That went dark.
You went down that hole, didn't you? Anybody else have like some weird souvenir?
Sand through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives.
Of Radar's life.
Funny, kids don't even know what that reference is, by the way.
They have no clue.
Days of our lives, guys. Look it up. Bo and Hope. Okay, at one point, Carly was buried alive. Now this really went dark.
And she's got some sand with her.
isn't there a church song, too? Like ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yes. You came from dust and to dust you shall return. That's what it is.
Radar.
We're getting close to Lent. That's why.
It's full circle. This is all coming full circle.
So you take the sand and then you go back to the sand. That's what it is.
It's sweet, but it's weird because literally no one cares about the sand but you. But it's your souvenir.
I do.
It's your souvenir.
Yes.
It's your souvenir.
Maybe has anybody gotten souvenirs like from a concert? Like maybe some confetti from Taylor Swift's?
Okay,
I have
confetti from the field when the Packers won the Super Bowl in Dallas.
You still have it.
Because our sister station, our sports station, 1250 and 105.7 The Fan, they were down there covering it, and my buddy Doug Russell, who worked there at the time, I wasn't able to get down to the Super Bowl, which that was the plan, but it didn't work out. And so he grabbed a bunch of confetti back for me. So I have that.
Go.
But here's the thing.
Confetti.
I don't know where that even is.
What?
Where would I put it?
You
I don't,
call yourself a Packer.
I don't know where I put it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I do have a small, tiny, tiny, tiny little rock from the old Berlin Wall.
Okay, that's cool.
It has some spray paint on it.
Yeah.
I was out there on a trip.
We stopped
in Berlin.
Do you know where that is? Could you find it right away?
Not right away, but I know it's in a box
kind of
with
somewhere?
The photos from that trip in the basement under the stairs. Which, again, it's like you get this stuff for what? Where do you put it? Your sand's just in your basement on a shelf with your old fifth grade baseball trophies.
No, now it's in a box somewhere because my wife is saying, you want to downsize here? I'm going to start downsizing.
We need to get it in. I think we need to buy you an urn.
A sand urn?
That will eventually be Radar.
Anybody else? 414-432-1099. What do you have? It's a kind of weird souvenir to remember the moment. Give us a call. We're going to hear from you next. But first, it's a break from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a souvenir to remember the moment? Eagles fans are buying snow out in Philadelphia to remember their playoff win. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And then I got to thinking, you know what? I have a lot of sand that I've taken from beaches on my trips.
Just so you know here, what? Jay the mailman texted in and said, did you know you can get arrested in some cities for taking beach sand? Okay, Radar.
It'd be in a Mexican prison. Oh, my God, just for taking sand. Alex, how about you? Do you have anything like that to remember the moment?
Yeah, I have a small vial of red sand from the Red Sand Beach where we won state for water skiing.
Oh, cool.
See, you got to remember that. So I'm taking a little souvenir.
And where do you have it now? Do you have it on a shelf or something?
It's on the top shelf of my desk.
Yeah, sir.
And it means something to you, and you remember that moment. Okay,
yeah,
I get, again, why people do it, but it does get to a point with Radar where he has this huge collection of sand.
And my wife keeps putting them in boxes. I'm like, where did my sand go from 2016?
You do have a cat. Another idea, you could dump it in the kitty litter.
No, we're not doing that. I'm keeping it as a souvenir. Alex, thanks for the call, my friend. Let's go over to Autumn. Hey, do you have a souvenir to remember some specific moment in your life, Autumn?
I do. So my husband and I actually do something very similar to you. We save sand when we go on trips, but like we have a bottle of sand from our honeymoon, but we put them in wine bottles. So we'll buy a bottle of wine down there, drink it, and that's what we put the sand in. And we also keep it on display. We have like a wall of like built-in shelves, so we keep it on display all the time.
That's
so
kind of a cool idea because wine bottles are super cool.
That's cool. Be careful though. Jay the mailman texted in.
It said
that's
illegal.
I can't believe
we got it on the airplane. We got it home. It was all okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, look, you're not the only person that's trying to get something on the plane from a location where you're at that maybe you're not supposed to. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show this morning, Autumn.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You too. Jan, you have advice on how to display this sand, it says here in our notes. What's going on with you? What kind of ideas do you have?
So I do the same thing that you do at Radar. I collect a little bit of sand.
See,
and
everybody collects the sand, Elizabeth. See, I tell my wife Jess this all the time, too.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Yep. And then I also collect some shells from the beach as well. And they have lamps, Radar, that open up from the top and you can pour the sand in there. And I didn't have the idea that you do about labeling where it's from. I blend it all together because it's all, you know, beautiful memories, but you could certainly put on the bottom where it's from, but it's a collection of this sand.
Okay. Now here's the thing though. He and his wife are very frugal. You're mentioning the lamp sand. I looked up the fillable lamp and it's going to run you $200, $116, but Radar.
Can't put prices on memories.
The urn, $42.99 on Amazon, okay?
I didn't pay that much money for my lamp, I can tell you that.
Jan, thanks so much for the idea and the call.
No worries, but I'd also like to tell you, how many of you bought a County Stadium brick?
Gosh, I know. I have family members that have those bricks.
Jan, you know what? We also have a texter who says, my grandpa is one of the main guys that stole the goalpost during the Ice Bowl. That's 1967.
Oh, what?
He still has a piece of it.
Oh, my gosh. Your grandpa is a legend.
He definitely is a legend.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is. Jan, thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Here's another really cool one. I'm an avid Wizard of Oz collector, and I have a room in my house filled with Oz stuff. My husband bought me a piece of the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
It has a certificate of authenticity. Oh, these are some really cool souvenirs that y'all have.
Absolutely.
And some of this, I think it makes sense of how you'd showcase it. The sand, though, Raider, you got to get a better option than just your old water bottles.